Wow, thanks Ludolf and Celan. You guys make a mean team. That was such an awesome time in his presence, amen. Because it's about him. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. It's about what Jesus, where Jesus paid that price. And we need to put our faith in him and him alone, not in ourselves, not in our own capabilities, but in him and him alone this morning. Amen. Lord, we just want to thank you for who you are. Thank you for just bringing your presence in our midst this morning. Thank you that we can be excited to be here this morning. Thank you for who you are, Lord. Amen. You know, this morning as I was getting excited in worship and in praise, I was thinking of my one brother, and I'm thinking he's so missing out. He doesn't know the Lord. He thinks he knows the Lord. How many of us think we know the Lord? How many people out there think they know the Lord? But this is what it's all about. Giving him the glory. Like we sang this morning, the glory is yours. It's not ours. It's yours. It's yours. And we've been called to put our faith, our hope, and our trust absolutely in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And this morning I've got a very short teaching. I think the kids are going to be halfway through their lesson and then they're going to have to come out. So we're going to continue our theme with these fundamental principles that's contained in Hebrews chapter 6. And today I'm going to talk about faith towards God. And that's why we just released that word from Millie. She didn't know what I was going to preach about. And we're going to talk about what it is to have faith and also what will it take from me, from you, to put our faith in the Lord. So it's going to be a bit of a challenging word. So strap yourself in, put on your seatbelt, and let's go. Amen. Faith towards God is a foundational part of who we are as Christians. Why is it a foundational? Why is it foundational? Because it's not about us. It's about him. It's about him. It's about what Jesus did on that cross. Because I couldn't pay the price for my sin. I can't. I would fail dismally. I would be very fast and very quickly on my way to hell if I had to pay the price. Because I am a sinner and I needed Jesus. And just like all of us here on earth, there's one person that was perfect, and his name is Jesus. And that's the good news. That there's a way out and there's a way of escape for us. And there's a way for us to escape hell because he went to hell in our place, in my place, in your place. Amen. And the question is, we all know that we need to have faith towards God. But do we live our lives with this in mind? Do we live our lives? I said it's going to be a bit challenging. We're going to go a bit deep today. We were in comm on Tuesday. And then I warned my comm before we started. I said, we're going to go deep tonight. So we asked a lot of deep questions. Because we need to ask deep questions. We need to ask difficult questions to one another as Christians. Why? Because our journey here on earth is not going to get easier. It's going to get a little bit more difficult. And for that, and for us to endure and overcome, we need to put our faith in the Lord. We can't do it in our capabilities and in our strength. Amen. We need to have that faith towards the Lord. And in community on Tuesday, Billy brought out how when Jesus returns, what will Jesus? Jesus will ask us, will I find faith? He didn't ask, he's not going to ask, what did you do? Did your good works, not your lives? Is your life sorted out? Jesus isn't going to ask you, is your life sorted out? He's not going to ask you, Are your kids serving the Lord? He's going to ask you, where's the faith? I want to see faith here. Jesus is going to ask us, where's faith? Where's our faith? So in Luke 18 from verse 1 to 8, let's quickly read that. One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people. But this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. You know, a lot of times we say, let's learn a lesson from the woman. But the word says we must learn a lesson from the unjust judge. And the, my tongue is froze. Let's read. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith? So what happens is that the point is being made here that this unjust judge that says he doesn't even fear God, He rendered justice to this woman. And that's the lesson. So our faith needs to be in the Lord, knowing that he is just and he loves us and he gives us so many benefits. And as we go through this world, he will answer our prayers. He will give justice. Maybe not this side of the grave, maybe on the other side of the grave, but he will give justice and he will answer us. And we need to have faith that endures, an enduring faith this morning. Amen. So the question is, will Jesus find faith that when he returns? And fundamentally, we have to have faith in God, faith towards God, in whatever we do. That is the basis of who we are. It is the basis on which we base our lives. When we have faith towards God, because fundamentally, like I said at the beginning, I cannot do it, but he can. You cannot do it, but he can. So when we live our lives with the perspective that he is the preeminent one, not me, you know, not you. He is the preeminent one. And the fundamental principle that the Lord wants us to have is to always have, the Word of God says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. Amen. Hebrews 10 verse 35 to 38. It says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. For in just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay. And my righteous ones will live by faith. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. God is calling us to live by faith. God is calling us to live a life of faith. And we do not throw away our confident trust in the Lord. When we live our lives by faith towards God. Sorry, I lost my place here. Ach, no. Sorry. When we live our lives by faith towards God, we do not throw away our confident trust in the Lord. And the question that I want to ask us today is, And we all have to come to this crossroads. I went through a difficult time the last couple of weeks, and the Lord gave me a breakthrough this last week. And what happened was that I was struggling. I was struggling in my faith towards the Lord. And I got to a point, and we all get to a point where we think, I thought I'd never get to this point where I thought, yes, ek dink ek gaan nou maar opgee. Gooi die towel in, woing, letterlik en figuurlik, you know. But I know it's actually not an option for us. It's actually not an option, you know. So I had to trust the Lord. And the question that the Lord asked me when we were in here last week, in the service last week, the Lord said, I must ask us this week, what will it take for you to lose your confident trust in the Lord? What will it take? I said we're going to go a bit deep. I'm going to try not go too deep. But what will it take? We're living in a day and age where many people lose their once confident trust in the Lord. So what will it take? Would it be the loss of a job, the loss of income, the betrayal of a close friend? Worse still, will it be death of a close family member, the death of a child, the death of a parent, the death of a friend? What will it take? What will it take to lose your confident hope and your confident trust in the Lord? Ask yourself the question, what will shake my faith to the core that I would want to give up on Christ or Christianity? In this day and age, we have to ask ourselves that question. I've been a Christian for 31, how long have I been? Yeah, 31 years. And I've seen people come and go. Etienne, ek het manne gesien wat ingestap het, wat vuur en vlam was, en toe hulle uitstap, is het net a vlam. Because our walk with the Lord, let me give you a reality check, is not easy. It's not easy. Don't think you are the only one. Don't think that it's easy for others. It's difficult for all of us. I want to encourage us. I think that sounds a bit, I hope that's encouraging. It's difficult for all of us. It's difficult for all of us. So don't think that you are in the boat alone and you are rowing upstream alone. No, we are all in the boat together. We are all rowing upstream together. What will make me throw away my confident trust in the Lord? Fundamentally and at the foundational level of our faith towards God, nothing should take away our confident trust in the Lord. Nothing. Like I said, I went through a difficult time, and then I got to that point and think, okay, ek gaan nie, nee, ek gaan maar terugdraai. Ek gaan maar na die Here toe draai. You know what I mean? Because for me, it's not an option. And it shouldn't be an option for any one of us. And I wanna be encouraging as possible this morning with this one. For all of us, there's something. Don't fool yourself to think you are special and there is nothing that can take your confident trust in the Lord away. There is something. All that will happen is that you need to face it. And we need to face it with the faith that we have towards the Lord. So that thing, that event, that's something that can take away our confident trust in the Lord needs to die. Like I say, I got there and then I turn around and it is om by a rivier te kom en jy gaan vis vang ou eteen en hier staan 'n krokodil. En dan draai jy maar weg en is nou jy of die krokodil. Die krokodil moet dood. die krokodil moet dood. Amen. Jy kom vis vang en kom vang jy vir krokodil. In Abraham's case, in the Old Testament, we know the story. It was Isaac. Abraham had to have one to kill Isaac because the Lord commanded him, kill him. Kill him, that precious thing that we hold on to. You have it needs to die. It needs to die. In Josh Gen, the first thing that I walked in when I went to a Josh Gen church for the first time, I was in Cape Town, we went to Edgemead congregation, and I said to Priscilla, wow. Because it says on the Edgemead congregation, it says, dying to live, or what was it? Come and die with us, something like that. What does it say? Dying? Dying to live, thank you. Okay, Jacques was in that congregation, that's why he knows. But I said to Priscilla, now that is what God has called us to. God has called you to die. And in your death, you will live for Him. God has called us to die. So the question is, what needs to die in your life? What needs to die in my life so that I can live a life in faith towards God? When that thing, that event, that something has died, we can start to live a life towards God. Hebrews 10 verse 38 says, and my righteous ones will live by faith. And it says, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. Romans 4 verse 5 says, but people are counted as righteousness, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. What will it take for you to lose your faith towards God? That is the thing, the event, or something that needs to die in your life, in my life. When that thing, that event, or something dies, that is the act of faith that God requires from each and every one of us. When that thing, that event, that something in your life dies, God then counts you as one of His righteous children because of your faith. Then our journey of living our lives in faith towards God can start. And it's difficult. We don't live in the age 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, if you became a Christian, your mortality rate went up. Was it up or down? What? Immortality, what? Your chances to die went up 150%. That is what happened there. Your chances to die went up. And you had to live by faith towards God. You had to get up in the morning, go to work, and hope nobody kills me today. It's unfortunate, but that's the time that we live in. So you had to live in faith towards God. And what happens is that this is a journey. This is a journey of faith. When that thing dies and you live by faith, I hope I have better news for you. God will then show you the next thing to die. The next thing, it's like, the ring, my precious. And they're willing to kill everybody around it for that thing. And then God says, give it to Gerard. It dies. It needs to go. Then you go back into your faith towards God. And as the thing dies, you are transformed more and more into the likeness of Jesus. And God's plan for our lives is that we all look like Jesus. That when people walk into that door, they greet Dion. And they, oh my goodness, I've seen a part of Jesus here in Dion's life. And I want to be here. Because Jesus has, because Dion has laid something down. He's let something die in his life. So the life of Jesus comes alive in his life. Because of that little thing that he has let die in his life. And he lives in faith towards God because he can't do it. I can't do it. I can't say, listen here, beam me up, Scotty, let me look like Jesus. No. It's a process of living our lives in faith towards God. So then you go back in your faith towards God and you start looking more and more like Jesus. Then the next death needs to happen in your life and in my life. Then we look more and more like Jesus until one day our souls will be saved. Let's look at Hebrews 10 verse 39. It says, but we are not like those who turn away from God. I want us this morning to make a decision. You are not one of those that will turn away from God. That event, that thing, whatever it is, you will not turn away from the Lord. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. Amen. Let's pray. I said it was going to be short. Lord, we just want to thank you for who you are, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you taught us, Father God, that we can come to a place where it's difficult, where we come to a place where we want to give up. We come to a place where it's either us or this thing, the event, whatever. We can come to a place where we want to give up. But Lord, we are not of those who turn away. We are those who look to Jesus. We are those who today decide to live in faith towards God. And Lord, that no matter what happens in our lives, we will not lose our confident trust in the Lord. So Lord, we thank you for who you are. We praise you for your life that you can bring to us, that as we die and as we live our faith towards the Lord, you can bring more aspects of Jesus into our lives, Lord. We honor you, we praise you, we glorify you for that this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.